This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Terry Toad, Tim Mize coming to you from Lincolnwood High School this evening. The Lancers play host to the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. And by the time this game gets tipped off here in just a few seconds, we're going to have a fairly decent crowd for a Tuesday night.
Of course, they're collecting donations for the fine folks in Taylorville.
Yeah, that was an idea of the coaching staff, I think, between the coaching staffs between these two teams. So help out our friends in the Taylorville area who were affected by the tornadoes over the weekend. The opening tip controlled by Hillsboro, and here we go. Down the lane, the layup off the glass, no good by Nick Andre, and the rebound pulled down by Lincolnwood. So the Toppers don't connect on their first shot on the night. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Sidwell with the ball. Gives it out to Sean Goble. Toppers in a man-to-man defense. Goble off to the right side, down the lane, off the glass, no good. And it'll be Sean Goble at the line to shoot two for Lincolnwood. And it looks like Nick Andre might be the guilty party for Hillsboro. His first personal foul, first team foul. Goble will get a couple of free throws for the Lancers. Goble's first toss is off the mark. And our first substitution of the night. No, not a substitution, just a change of position. As Sidwell is going to step into the lane. And he'll chase his buddy out of there. Now Goble connects on the free throw. And the Lancers take a 1-0 lead. We're about a half minute into the opening quarter. Lincolnwood comes with full court pressure. Ball comes to the midcourt stripe where it's deflected away by the Lancers, but it's picked up underneath by Nick Andre, and Nick cannot connect on the layup from right underneath. And the rebound pulled down by Lincolnwood. Here's Pitchford with it. Around to Krager. Back out to the top of the key, off to Cole Sidwell. Sidwell into the corner. Pitchford's going to pop the three ball, no good. Picked up by Sidwell. Gives it off to Austin Krager. Back across, right into the hands of Jace Tietken. Tietken takes it down the lane, lays it up and in.
That long cross-court pass, bad idea, and Tietken read it nicely.
Doesn't make any difference what level you play. It's never a good idea to pass the ball like that. And driving down the lane, Cole Sidwell just lost the handle on the basketball. Toppers come up with it. Here's a jump shot from the wing. No good by Keaton Pruitt. And we've got a foul that's going to be out of bounds for the Hilltoppers on their baseline. So this one's against the Lancers. And foul's going to be against
Dave Pitchford.
His first, team's first. Toppers inbound the ball. They give it off to Tietken, and Jace misses the shot from right underneath. He probably got just a half a step too far underneath and was trying to put it in from a bad angle. So the rebound goes to Lincolnwood. Back out front to Pitchford. Dade backs out and at the top of the key now drives down the lane. Has his pocket picked. Nope, he's going to be called for traveling. Turnover number three by Lincolnwood. 6:19 to go in the opening quarter. Hillsboro 2, Lincolnwood 1. Hillsboro will get the ball in the backcourt on the baseline. Ball comes into Jace Tietken. Bounce pass back to Landon Carroll. Ahead to Keaton Pruitt, back to Carroll. Landon tries to flip the ball to the corner. He does. Off to Jordan Gregg. He'll drive the lane, puts it up and in. Nice move by the big 6'4 senior, Jordan Gregg. And Hillsboro leads it 4-1.
That's a soft touch for a big fella.
No kidding. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Pitchford driving the right baseline. Goes in, forces the shot, missed it, gets his rebound. Now he's fouled. And this could be against Jordan Gregg. Jordan was in the neighborhood. And that is the case. Jordan gets his first, team second. Now put Dade Pitchford at the line to shoot two for Lincolnwood.
And football coaches around the area happy that Jordan Gregg will not be there next year.
No kidding. Yeah. First free throw by Pitchford is good. That makes it a 4-2 ball game. So Lincolnwood has nibbled away at that Hilltopper lead. And Pitchford will try to make it a one-point ball game. Jordan Gregg had a good season this year for the Topper football team. 2 points for Pitchford and a 4-3 lead for Hillsboro. Out of the backcourt comes Keaton Pruitt. Down on the baseline to Gregg, and Jordan is bumped on the baseline by Jaden Walker. He'll get his first personal foul. Second team foul for Lincolnwood. Out of bounds for Hillsboro on the baseline. Trigger band will be Landon Carroll into the corner. Here's a three up. No good by Keaton Pruitt. And the rebound on the weak side by Dade Pitchford. 5.5 to go opening quarter. A 4-3 lead for Hillsboro. Now Jace Teakin makes the steal in midcourt. And now we've got a hand check foul called against the Lancers. That'll be against.
I thought it was going to be Pitchford for a second.
Well, I thought it was too. It is Pitchford. It's going to be his second, team's third. He also goes for a turnover, which is the fourth of the night for Lincolnwood. And that gives the ball back to Hillsboro with 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Toppers leading 4-3. Here's Teakin around to the right side. Into the corner goes to Nick Andre. Nick, skip pass back to the left side into the corner. Here's a shot by Keaton Pruitt from three-point land. No good, and now a foul away from the ball. And this foul is going to be against Jaden Walker of Lincolnwood, his second, team's fourth. Out of bounds for Hillsboro on the baseline. Hillsboro leading 4-3. Jordan Gregg tries a bank shot from about 8 feet away and can't connect on it. Now Dade Pitchford collides. A pair of number 20s collide out there as Keaton Pruitt is called for the foul. He runs into Dade Pitchford, or into Sidwell, rather. And for Pruitt, his first personal, third team foul for Hillsboro. Ball back to Lincolnwood. Sidwell gives it off to Sean Goebel. Goebel drives in, puts it up, and good. Goebel with 3 points makes it a 5-4 Lincolnwood lead. 4:50 to go in the opening quarter as the Toppers come back on the attack. Bounce pass off on the wing. Now to the corner, baseline jumper by Jace Teakin, no good. Rebound underneath, the putback by Landon Carroll is good. Nice job by Landon, blocking out that time and just slapping the ball back off the glass and in. 6-5 Hillsboro with the lead, 4.5 to go opening quarter. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Bounce pass down to the side, off to Schmedeke, who's checked into the lineup. That's Braxton Schmedeke. Now a bad pass by Lincolnwood. Pass down to Jordan Gregg, he goes in for the uncontested layup, and Gregg has 4. Toppers lead by 3, and there's timeout on the floor. 4:15 to go in the opening quarter. Hillsboro 8, Lincolnwood 5. Back with more right after this message. 8-5 lead for Hillsboro with 4:15 to go in the opening quarter. Lincolnwood using a timeout, and the Lancers get the ball back. Toppers still in that man-to-man. Here's Goebel back out front to Jaden Walker, the sophomore. Jaden, a couple of dribbles, tries to give the ball off to his buddy Cole Sidwell. It's knocked away. And in for the layup, Andre, no good. The putback, no good by the Hilltoppers, Landon Carroll. And the rebound pulled down by Lincolnwood. Down the lane goes Goebel. He tries a drop pass. Krager had it, lost it, picks it back up, gives it back out to Braxton Schmedeke. Top of the key to Walker, a three ball is up, no good by Sidwell. And the rebound on the weak side by Jace Teakin. Here's Teakin for Hillsboro off to Jordan Gregg. Jordan drives, kicks it to the corner. Landon Carroll for three, got it. Landon was wide open, got a great look. He's got a nickel's worth. And Hillsboro leads by a half a dozen, 11-5. 3:18 to go in the opening quarter. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Schmedeke curls around, his shot blocked by Teakin. And now we're going to have a foul on Schmedeke. And it's going to be his first, team's fifth, turnover number 7 by the Lancers. Out of the ball game goes Nick Andre for Hillsboro. Into the contest is Gavin Matouche, a 6'2 freshman. So Matouche, who we saw play in the JV game, had a pretty good game in the JV game.
That name sounds familiar.
That name is familiar to Hillsboro fans. And the Toppers throw the ball out of bounds. That's their first turnover of the night. And that young man, Mr. Matouche, only a freshman.
No pressure with that name in Hillsboro nowadays,
no,
is there?
Not a bit. Just 2,000 points plus. There's a steal by Hillsboro. Turnover number 8 by Lincolnwood. Teakin in for the layup, and Jace gets it. Teakin with 4 points tonight. 13-5. Hillsboro with the lead. 2.5 to go. Opening quarter, Lincolnwood with the basketball. Walker around to Schmedeke, left wing outside the arc. Back to the point to Jaden Walker. Off to Krager. The driver across the lane. Kick it off on the wing. Now driving into the lane is Walker. Back to Schmedeke on the left side. He'll drive to the left elbow. And now he's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Keaton Prude of Hillsboro, his second, team's four. Out of bounds for the Lancers. Off the bench comes Bertolino, Jude Bertolino, the 6-foot sophomore. For Hillsboro, he's going to replace Keaton Prude as Joe Vanza will make use of his bench. Hillsboro leading 13-5, and now we've got a foul. Called against Landon Carroll. That's going to be Landon's first, team's fifth. Out of bounds, Lincoln Wood on the baseline. And back in comes Nick Andre, but Andre, I don't think any time came off the clock, did it?
Well, there had to be a little time.
So at least 1 second did come off, that's right. Underneath, oh, a nice pass and a nice left-handed shot by Lincolnwood's Jaden Walker, and Walker gets the ball to fall. His first bucket tonight, 13-7. Hillsboro with the lead and the ball. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. There's a pull-up shot by Andre, no good. And the rebound by Lincolnwood's Goble. Sean going from end to end. Hands it across the lane. Off to Braxton Schmedeke, who puts it off the glass and in. Nice assist by Goble off to Schmedeke. And that makes it a 13-9 lead for Hillsboro. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Toppers will get it right in front of the Lincolnwood bench. We have 105 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hillsboro leading by four, 13-9. There's Andre around to the right side, off to Teakin. Back out to Carroll. Landon fires off to the left side. Nick Andre pulls up, 10-footer good. And Nick has his first bucket tonight. 15-9. Hillsboro by six. We approach 80 seconds remaining opening quarter. Here's Goble into the front court. Works around to the left side. Bounce pass on the wing to Sidwell. Sidwell dumps it back to Krager. Now back to Jaden Walker. Into the left corner to Sean Goble. Goble drives in, pivots around. He's called for steps. Turnover number nine by Lincolnwood. A minute to play, first quarter. Hillsboro 15, Lincolnwood 9. Hillsboro gets the ball back. As Teakin will walk the ball across the midcourt stripe, Lancers into a man-to-man defense. Ball goes off to Bertolino. Jude lost a handle on it. Picked up there by Nick Andre. Andre will drive in. Has the ball knocked away. Second topper turnover tonight. Lancers with the ball. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. And here's a pass from Goble to Schmedeke right through Braxton's hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 10 by Lincolnwood. Coming off the bench for Lincolnwood is Levi Welsh, a 6-foot senior. Leaving the contest is Bertolino for Hillsboro, and Jordan Gregg is back in for the toppers. Half minute to play, Hillsboro with a 15-9 lead and the basketball as we wind down the first quarter of play. Bounce pass underneath, a nice turnaround move by Matouche, no good. Saved by Landon Carroll, Teakin for three, no good. Good block out that time by Krager as the ball picked up off the floor by Lincolnwood. Sidwell into the front court, running out of time. Here's Krager with it, 7 seconds to go. Down on the low block, turnaround shot, no good. Blocked out of bounds as Sidwell tried to post up and get the shot on the baseline from about 6 feet away. 3 seconds to go. Sidwell will try a three-pointer this time. He missed it. And that's going to bring to an end the first quarter of play. After 8 minutes of play, your score, Hillsboro 15, Lincolnwood 9. Back with second quarter action in 60 seconds. 15-9 lead for Hillsboro. And the toppers come out with Landon Carroll, Nick Andre, Jordan Gregg, Gavin Matouche. Who am I missing there?
You are missing Aiden Scroggins.
Aiden Scroggins, a 5'10 freshman who's checked in for the Hills Toppers. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Toppers. Lancers will inbound the ball. It'll be Krager, the trigger man. Austin's in there along with Sidwell. Goble. Ball comes into the near sideline. Off to Sidwell, back out front. Here's Jenkins. Will puts up the shot, no good. Will Jenkins, a 5'11 freshman. Missing the shot for Lincolnwood, and Hilltoppers get the basketball. Into the lane, Landon Carroll, little 6-footer rolls in, and Carroll has 7 points tonight. Hillsboro with a 17-9 lead. About a half a minute into the second quarter of play. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Goble down to the baseline. Fires the ball out on the wing and right into the stands. He's trying to hit Sidwell with a pass.
You want to sit in the front row, pay attention.
I think he got Judy Eaglehoff down there. Yeah. Watch out, Judy. 17-9 lead for Hillsboro as the Toppers get the basketball back. Scroggins into the front court. Around to Andre on the right side. Carroll at the point. Left wing it goes. Now a lob pass down to Jordan Gregg. Double teamed, a fall away shot. Good. Jordan Gregg with six. 19-9. That was a bit of an athletic move there. Hadn't planned on falling down, but he did. But it was strong enough to get the ball up in the air and get it in. 10-point advantage for Hillsboro. Toppers forced the turnover. In for the layup, no good by Landon Carroll. He was fouled, and Landon will have a couple of free throws for Hillsboro as the Lancers commit their 13th turnover of the night.
When Hillsboro has a nice mix of seniors and underclassmen, don't they?
Yes, they do. Sean Goble, the foul for Lincolnwood, his first, team sixth. Hey, what, I like the Toppers' chances here in the next few years.
The combination, you said, yep. Teekin and Matu several times. That's going to be a phrase uttered quite a lot over the next few seasons.
Yes, sir. First free throw is missed by Landon Carroll, so the score remains 19-9 in favor of Hillsboro. The second one is good, and Landon with 8 points now and an 11-point lead for Hillsboro. 6:41 to go first half, and Landon comes out of lineup and into the contest is Brock Belliver, a 6'2 junior. Brock Belliver for Hillsboro. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Will Jenkins gives it out to Krager. Krager around to the left side, down to the corner. Back out front. It goes to Sidwell. Krager on the left wing to the free throw line. Shovels it off to Goble. Sean, a couple of dribbles. Back to Krager. Driving in against Jordan Gregg. Shoots over Jordan and shoots over the basket. And the rebound off the backboard, but didn't draw any iron. Hillsboro comes up with it. There's Nick Andre with it. Almost had it knocked away. Chases it down out front. Around to the left side to Brock Belliver. Belliver inside the lane. The ball goes to Jude Bertolino, and he lost the handle on it. Turnover number three by Hillsboro. Down the lane for the layup. Good. Is Sidwell for Lincolnwood, and he's got a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Nobody stops the ball there. Everybody from Hillsboro looking around like, you got him, you got him. Nobody's got him.
Yeah. Foul that time on Brock Belliver, his first, team sixth. With that basket, that makes it a 20-11 ball game. Hillsboro in the lead. Lincoln with a chance to take another point off that lead as Aiden Scroggins comes out of the contest. And Keaton Pruitt back in. Free throw is missed. Rebound Austin Krager for Lincolnwood. So the Lancers hold on to it. 5:40 to go first half. There's Krager, a three-pointer straight on through the backboard, but no iron. And the rebound pulled down by Hillsboro. Here's Gregg going in. Reverse layup for Jordan Good. 8 points for Jordan Gregg. He can be on my team.
Yeah, you'll take him. He's got such a quick first step. Remember, he was a tight end.
Yeah.
In football. So, I mean, he can move. He is very athletic for his size.
What a great target for a tight end, too, at 6'4". 22-11, the Hilltopper lead.
Almost looks bigger without his pads on.
Yeah. Here's a jump shot from Krager. He banks it off the glass from the free throw line. Austin with his first bucket tonight. 22-13, Hillsboro with the lead. And the ball, 5 minutes to go. First half and down the lane. Goes Nick Andre in a hand check foul called against the Lancers. This is going to be against Sidwell, I believe. He was in the vicinity.
You know, Chair, this is the Hillsboro team played above their seed over there in Carlisle. They were seeded seventh, I believe, and wound up finishing third, beat Okawville in the third place game.
Which Okawville has a pretty good tradition of playing basketball. 1-1 for Nick Andre. Front end of the bonus is good. Nick with 3 points tonight. Gives the Toppers a 23-13 lead over Lincolnwood. Just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. And Nick's second toss is right on the money.
Hillsboro play Metro East in the shootout on Saturday. That'll be a heck of a ball game.
That ought to be a heck of a game.
It'll be the 6:30 ball game Saturday at the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer.
Landon Carroll is back into the lineup, and Nick Andre leaves. Lincolnwood with the basketball, trailing by 11. Ball comes out front to Dade Pitchford. Pitchford traveled. Yep. Turnover number 14 by the Lancers. And the ball will go back to the Hilltoppers as soon as they retrieve it from the cafeteria. And Hillsborough will inbound the ball in the backcourt. Ball comes in to Keaton Pruitt. Lobs it to Jordan Gregg, and it's knocked away. And Gregg's going to be called for the foul. It's going to be Jordan's second, team seventh, so that puts the Lancers in the bonus. And I think it's going to be Jaden Walker, yeah. Walker will get the one in bonus for Lincolnwood.
Matush and Tekin back on the floor for the Toppers.
Okay. And Belliver is out. Also, the free throw no good on the front end of a one and one for the Lancers. The ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Lincoln. We last touched in there on a good effort by Jude Bertolino of Hillsborough, but Jude just couldn't get both hands on it. So Lincoln will get the ball in the corner. Comes into Goble in the right corner. Sean on the dribble around the arc, now to the edge of the lane. Dumps the ball back. Out to Jaden Walker, top of the key to Krager. Nice slash across the lane by Dade Pitchford, who lays it off the glass and in. Pitchford with four. He did a nice curl around the top of the key. 24-15. Hillsborough with the ball, the lead, and 4:10 to go in the first half. There's a bounce pass out front to Landon Carroll. Carroll off to the right side, off to Jace Tekin. Tekin, a nice pass, dumps it off to Matush, who puts it off the glass and in. First point tonight for Gavin. That makes it 26-15. Hillsborough with the lead. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Krager down the lane. Has it knocked away. Bodies on the floor. Jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it to Hillsborough. That'll be the 15th Lincolnwood turnover. As Nick Andre comes back into the lineup, and he's going to replace Bertolino for Hillsborough. 3:44 to go in the first half. A 26-15 lead for the Toppers. Toppers with the basketball. There's Tekin at the top of the key. Hands the ball right to Jaden Walker of Lincolnwood. Turnover number four by Hillsborough. There's Pitchford out near midcourt for Lincolnwood. Gives it off to Goble. Left corner, back out on the wing to Krager. Dade Pitchford with the ball, about three steps behind the arc. Looking for a screen, goes to the left side. Dumps the ball back out to Goble. Sean drives down, lays it off the glass, no good. Rebound Walker, the putback, no good, and he's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Matush. And for the 6'2 freshman, Gavin Matush, that'll be his first personal, eighth team foul. And this will be a two-shot foul. Jaden Walker at the line for Lincolnwood. 3:07 to go first half. Hillsborough leading 26-15. And the free throw is no good. And back into the lineup, replacing Andre, is Jude Bertolino for Hillsborough. Well, when you got a bench you can go to and put people in and out like Joe Vanzo's doing here in this first half, that is very, very handy.
He's got a lot of moving parts to work with.
And the next toss is good. My Walker, he's got three tonight for Lincolnwood. That makes it 26-16. Hillsborough by 10, 3 minutes to go first half. And Hillsborough with the basketball. Around to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt comes across the top of the lane. Down the left side of the lane, puts up the runner, no good. Rebound pulled down by Krager. He'll give it off to Sidwell. Sidwell off back to Goble. Top of the key. Now Dade Pitchford with the basketball. Pitchford for Lincolnwood. 2:35 to go first half. Here's Krager. Right side. His pass deflected away. Turnover 16 by Lincolnwood. Long pass down the floor. Off to Landon Carroll. Dumps it down low. Underneath, Matouche puts up the shot and is fouled. And Gavin will get a couple of free throws for Hillsboro.
He doesn't play like a freshman.
No, he does not.
Until he's been playing with Big Sis for a little while.
Yeah. Foul that time. Called against Sean Goble of Lincolnwood, his second. Team's eighth. And Gavin Matouche on the first of two free throw attempts. No good. And Keaton Pruitt will lead the contest. And Scroggins will be back in for the Toppers. And the next toss on the way, and this one is good. So Matouche has three on the night. Hillsboro with an 11-point advantage, 27-16. 2:15 to go here in the first half. Lincolnwood with the basketball.
Two sophomores and two freshmen on the floor right now for Hillsboro.
As Pitchford drives the lane, tries for the layup, and is fouled. And that foul's going to be on Bertolino, his first, team's ninth. Pitchford will get a couple for Lincolnwood. Well, you know, you've got four former Hilltoppers over there on the coaching staff for Hillsboro.
That helps.
Pitchford sinks the free throw. He's got 5 points. It makes it 27-17, so Lincolnwood's back to within 10. But you've got guys that want to see this program succeed and want to stick with it. Next toss is good. Pitchford has 6 points tonight. 27-18 is the Hilltopper lead as the Toppers get the ball back.
Not to say that all coaches aren't invested, but when it's your alma mater,
yeah,
there's just a little more at stake.
Yeah. You know, and then they come in and they talk about Hilltopper pride because they've lived it.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little bit different. A little bit of a weave going on now for Hillsboro down on the baseline. The two shot deflected away, but Landon Carroll is right there to pick it up and put it in. Carroll with 10 points tonight.
A new freshman on the floor for Hillsboro, Drake Vogel, has checked in.
29-18, the Hilltopper lead. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Goble down the lane with the left hand, puts it off the glass and in. Goble with 5 points. That was a heck of a good move. A 9-point lead for Hillsboro, 29-20. Under 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Carroll out front with the ball to Scroggins. Around the Landon Carroll, and we've got a moving pick on Matouche. Yep. And that is his second personal foul, 10th team foul. Turnover number 5, out of bounds for Lincolnwood. Out of the game, Braden Lush for Lincolnwood. And I think Pitchford came back into the lineup. 69 seconds to go in the first half. There's Dade Pitchford driving the left baseline. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Hilltopper basketball. Turnover 17 by the Lancers here in this first half.
Hillsboro forcing a lot of them, too.
Yeah. 29-20, the Hilltopper lead. Under a minute to play first half. There's Landon Carroll working off a pick. Gives back to Matouche. Gavin spins around. Off to Scroggins. He'll bring it back to the top of the key. This is Drake Vogel, the freshman. Vogel backing out, now drives around to the right side. Toppers can run some clock here. There's Landon Carroll. Off to Gavin Matouche. Tries to lob down low and lobbed it right into the hands of Lincolnwood. Turnover number 6 by Hillsboro. Under a half minute to play here in the first half. Lincolnwood trailing by 9, 29-20. Lancers with the basketball. Sidwell way out near midcourt. Takes a look at the clock. Gives it off to Dade Pitchford. Clock down to 12 seconds. Here's Krager. A bounce pass off to Sidwell. He's going to pop the three ball. No good. Ball tipped. Picked up by Landon Carroll with 4 seconds to go. And Landon is fouled right at midcourt.
Not a good foul there.
No, he'll get a couple of free throws here. Now that time called against Sidwell, his first, team's ninth, only the ninth team foul, so it's a 1-1 for Landon Carroll.
You know, if he makes a 25-foot runner at the buzzer, you live with that, but you can't commit the foul at midcourt in that spot.
2.5 seconds to go in the first half. Hillsboro leading by 9, and Landon Carroll with a chance to add to it. Free throw up, free throw no good. Rebound Austin Krager, and that'll end the first half of play. And after 16 minutes of play here at the Woodshed at Lincolnwood High School, it is Hillsboro 29, Lincolnwood 20. We'll come back with some halftime stuff right after these messages. Territone Tim Mize back at Lincolnwood High School, a 9-point lead for Hillsboro, 29-20. The ball will belong to Lincolnwood to start the third quarter. Dade Pitchford, Sean Goble, along with Cole Sidwell, Austin Krager, and Jaden Walker in for Lincolnwood. We'll get the Hilltopper lineup for you here in just a second. Sidwell gives it off to Pitchford. Toppers are in a man-to-man defense. Tekin is out there, along with Keaton Pruitt, Landon Carroll, Jordan Gregg, and Nick Andre.
You know, sir, for all the turnovers, they're down only nine, so you make some shots and get some stops, and it turns in a hurry.
Here, the pass off to the right wing for Lincolnwood. Gives it back out front to Goble on the pass from Walker. Goble backs into the lane, kicks the ball back out. Now the ball comes out to midcourt, and the Lancers are bumped as Jaden Walker retrieved the ball and was bumped into the backcourt. And a foul results. This one's going to be against Nick Andre.
That was a good call.
Yeah, it was. Either you had to call either a foul or over and back.
And he went over and back because he did get pushed.
Because he got pushed, yeah. So the ball is out of bounds for Lincolnwood. We've played about 45 seconds here in the third quarter. Answers down by nine. Here's Goble with the ball. Tries to give it off to Pitchford, and Pitchford had it knocked away. Now it's knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Lincolnwood.
Active hands, Terry.
Yeah. Toppers. They're very aggressive out there. Got some quickness.
And you better hold on to that basketball when you've got it, when the Toppers are in front of you, because they're coming to jar it loose.
And, you know, another thing we were talking about, Hillsboro, how they've upgraded their schedule.
Right.
And that's been big for Hillsboro. Traveling call against Dade Pitchford as he drove into the lane and slipped a bit. And that's turnover number 19, or check that, 18 for Lincolnwood. 7 minutes to go, just under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nice lob into Jordan Gregg. He missed the shot. And the rebound pulled down by Lincolnwood. Here's Sidwell with it. Sidwell comes across the midcourt stride. Bounce pass off to Dade Pitchford. Kicked back out to Sidwell. Sidwell double teamed out front. Pivoting around off to Krager on the right wing. Krager stops and dragged his pivot foot. Turnover number 19 by Lincolnwood.
And you can just see why Hillsboro had success down there in Carlisle.
Yeah.
They make you uncomfortable. There's just never a moment where it's not up in your face, pressuring you.
Here's Tekin walking the ball into the front court for the Toppers. Back out front to Landon Carroll. Carroll swings the ball around to the right side, off to Nick Andre. Oh, a nice curl and a shot off the glass, no good by Tekin. The ball kicked out to Jordan Gregg. Gregg shot from 15 away, no good. Toppers pick it up. Into the corner, Andre out three, got it. Nick with a three. He has seven tonight. And that makes it a 31-20 lead for Hillsboro. 5:50 to go third quarter. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Pitchford down the lane. Shot blocked from behind by Jace Tekin. And it's either going to be Tekin or Jordan Gregg on the foul.
Gregg's reaction says it's on him. Hands on top of head.
I think it was on Tekin probably, but Gregg's going to get the foul. He was in the neighborhood. Jordan gets his third, team second. Two free throws now for Dade Pitchford of Lincolnwood. Lancers trail by 11. Free throw up and good. Dade with 7 points.
The big fellas don't like it when they don't get their money's worth.
If you're going to foul somebody, we're going to foul somebody. All right. 31-21, and the next toss makes it 31-22. 8 points for Pitchford. Hillsboro with the lead in the basketball. 5:40 to go, third quarter on. Nice lob into Jordan Gregg, who puts it up and in and is fouled. He'll be at the line for the old-fashioned three-point attempt.
They had two bodies on him, had it in front of nice. He just, the pass was perfect, and Gregg did a good job, Terry. He kept that ball above his head. He never brought it down.
And the foul called against the Lancers, Austin Krager, his first, team's first this half. Jordan Gregg with 10 points now. Hillsboro leading by 11. Jordan tries to make it a dozen. It comes up short. Ball picked up off the floor by Sean Goble of Lincolnwood. Sean dribbles into the front court, down the lane, left-handed layup, no good. His call for traveling. Turnover number 20.
That's that old jump stop turn we've seen the last few years. And I remember we had Rick Toll and Carl Ray Fesser in our studios a couple weeks ago, and they said, that's a travel.
Yeah, yeah. It always has been. It just doesn't get called.
The NBA influence.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So Hillsboro with the basketball down into the corner to Landon Carroll. The ball now forced out of bounds as Carroll had the ball slapped off his knee by Sidwell of Lincolnwood. That's a seventh turnover by Hillsboro. 5:10 to go, third quarter. Hillsboro leading 33-22. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Goble down the edge of the lane. Off to Dade Pitchford. The three ball is around and out. No good. Greg, an outlet pass. Three quarters of the court down the floor. And traveling called against the Hilltoppers, Keaton Pruitt.
Yep, he didn't needed one bounce to get to the rim. But what a pass by that Greg.
He ripped that thing down, and, man, he fired it. Turnover number 8 by Hillsboro. So Lincolnwood gets the ball back, down by 11. Under 5 minutes to play, third quarter. A backdoor pass attempted to Pitchford, taken away by Hillsboro. Shot gets too far underneath by Andre. Andre comes out with it again after Pruitt couldn't do anything with it. Now the ball knocked away by the Lancers. Picked up by the Toppers again. Here's Tekin. Pass to Jordan. Greg winning down. Give it to the big guy. Greg with a dozen. Toppers lead by a baker's dozen. 35-22. 4:19 to go, third quarter. There's Goble, top of the key, behind the back dribble. Runs into the Topper defense, Landon Carroll in particular. Now we're going to have a foul. And is this going to be on Jordan Greg again?
I don't know. I think it might go on Lincolnwood. Greg got his legs taken out. I think they're going to get
Goble. There you go. Yeah.
That was one of those dangerous types of plays. Not a dirty play, but Goble went diving for the ball and got into the back of Greg's legs there.
So timeout called. The foul was indeed on Goble, his third, team second. 4:09 to go, third quarter. It's Hillsboro 35, Lincolnwood 22. Back with more in 40 seconds. Jude Bernalino is going to check in for Hillsboro, as checking out is Nick Andre. So Hillsboro has a 13-point advantage. We're halfway through the third quarter, and Hillsboro has the basketball.
I think Jordan Greg went back into the locker room.
Oh, did he? Okay. Got his feet taken out of from underneath of him. Last foul. There's a three from the corner from Landon Carroll. Missed. Lincoln with the rebound. Down the lane goes Goble. He'll bank it off the glass and in. Goble with 7 points tonight. 35-24. Hillsboro with the lead. And the ball, Tekin into the corner. Three-pointer is no good by Keaton Pruitt. Rebound pulled down by Lincolnwood's Sidwell. And Sidwell drives all the way to midcourt, comes along the sideline and gets the ball knocked out of bounds by Hillsboro. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Hilltoppers are leading 35-24 over the Lancers. Lincolnwood to inbound the ball. Krager, a long pass out front. Comes into Will Jenkins. Back out front to Sidwell. Sidwell picks up his dribble. Now he's caught. Needs some help. Off to Dade Pitchford. And now Matt Milberg, the coach of the Lancers, is going to call a timeout. 3:18 to go, third quarter. Hillsboro 35, Lincolnwood 24. Back with more in 40 seconds. Tom Williams producing our broadcast tonight here on FM 106.1. And we welcome those of you tuned in on the internet through our friends at Network One Sports. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight. Lincolnwood with the basketball, trailing 35-24. Just over 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Dade Pitchford down the lane. Lays it off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Matouche for Hillsboro. To Carroll, into the corner to Keaton Pruitt. Back out front to Tekin, jumper from the free throw line, no good. And Tekin gets knocked on his rear end, and there's going to be a foul against Krager of Lincolnwood. And that'll be two free throws for Jace Tekin of Hillsboro.
Toppers haven't necessarily shot the ball well tonight, Terry, but it's been their defensive intensity that has given them this nice working margin.
Krager's second foul, third team foul for Lincolnwood. The free throw good by Jace Tekin. He has a nickel's worth, and that makes it Hillsboro 36, Lincolnwood 24.
Greg's back too. I don't know if that's tape around his head or a headband.
Yeah.
Can't tell.
He's coming back in. Doesn't make any difference.
He went to the locker room with a little cut on his forehead. I think it's tape.
Yeah, it looks like just plain old athletic tape, doesn't it?
That's old school right there.
Yeah.
Tape me up and get me back out there.
The two free throws for Tietgen makes it a 37-24 Hillsboro lead. Under 3 minutes to go. It's good to see Jordan back out there.
Not going to feel so good on the hair, though, when he takes that thing off after the game.
Yeah. He can handle the pain.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Lincolnwood after Tietgen made the attempted steal. So the Lancers will get it on their baseline. 2:41 to go, third quarter. Hillsboro with a 37-24 lead. Ball comes into Pitchford. Dade for three, good. Pitchford with 11 points tonight. That makes it 37-27. So Lincolnwood back to within 10. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball. Tietgen a lob into Greg. Jordan grabs, shoots with the left hand, no good. Put back, good by Keaton Pruitt. What a nice move by Keaton. Found that time, called on Dade Pitchford. It's going to be Dade's third, team's fourth. And Pruitt with that basket, his first of the night. Makes it 39-27, and the free throw completes the three-point play. That makes it 40-27, back to a lead of a baker's dozen for the Toppers. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Lincolnwood with a basketball. Goble down the lane he goes. A nice move by Sean, but he missed the shot. Greg, the outlet pass to Carroll. A pass across the court, intercepted by Dade Pitchford. That was the 10th Hillsboro turnover. Pitchford into the front court for Lincolnwood, under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Pitchford down the lane. A layup attempt, no good. Ball given back to Pitchford. He hits a 10-footer this time. Pitchford has 13 points tonight. 40-29, Hillsboro with the lead and the ball, and 100 seconds to play in the third quarter. Off front with it is Andre. Nick inside to Jordan Gregg, gets it, plus one.
He catches it there, you're not stopping him.
Man, he's 6 feet away from the basket. Around here, not many people are going to stop him. And the foul that time called against Goble. That'll be his fourth, team's fifth. Jordan Gregg with the basket has 14 points now. And Hillsboro leads at 42-29. Goble will leave after picking up his fourth, and Braxton Schmedeke will come back in. He's a sophomore for Lincolnwood. Meanwhile, the 6'4" senior, Jordan Gregg's free throw missed. Rebound, Nick Andre had it and lost it. Picked up by Lincolnwood. There's Will Jenkins. Gives the ball back out front to Sidwell. Pitchford open for the three. Up, no good, and the rebound by Matouche. 80 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball. There's a shot from the wing, no good, by Nick Andre. Bodies colliding.
If Jordan Gregg ever winds up on the floor, he probably flopped, Terry.
Ball knocked out by Lincolnwood. It's going to belong to Hillsboro on the baseline. 74 seconds to go. Third quarter, Toppers cruising along with a 13-point lead. Ball comes out to Matouche. Inside the lane, it goes to Gregg into the corner. The three ball up, no good by Vogel. Vogel gets his rebound on a long rebound. And he brings it back out front. Vogel resets the offense. Around to the right side to Landon Carroll. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Landon gives the ball back out to Andre. Here's Landon on the right side. Carroll gives it back out front to Vogel. Around to the left side now to Gregg. There you go. Great entry pass, and Gregg finishes off the shot with the left hand. He's got 16. That makes it a 15-point lead now for the Toppers, 44-29. As we approach 30 seconds remaining in the third quarter, Lincolnwood with the basketball. Schmedeke with it out front. Around to the right side he goes. Cuts back to the left side, off to Dade Pitchford, straight on. 20 seconds and counting. Nice pass inside, off the glass and in by Jaden Walker. Walker made a nice move to the hoop. He's got five. There's a three ball up, no good by Hillsboro. They had plenty of time.
Andre lost track of time.
Yeah. 3 seconds now. Now the Lancers are shooting against the clock. Here's Pitchford at the buzzer, no good.
No, sir. There was 10 seconds left. I think he saw one.
Yeah. After three quarters of play, your score, Hillsboro 44, Lincolnwood 31. The fourth quarter coming up in just a moment. Don't forget, Fighting Illini basketball coming up tomorrow. Illinois takes on Ohio State. Coverage begins at 5 tomorrow afternoon on the Ox 105.3 WAOS. Here at Lincolnwood, it is a 44-31 lead for Hillsboro. And Hillsboro inbounds the basketball to begin the fourth quarter of play. And here we go. Nick Andre with it out front. Lancers back to a man-to-man defense. And now Vogel is fouled. And this foul, I believe, is on Schmedeke. It's going to be Braxton's second. Team's sixth. Out of bounds for the Toppers right in front of the Hilltopper bench. Comes out to Nick Andre. Toppers have been consistent, 15, 14, and 15 points in the first three quarters, leading 44-31. And 10 turnovers for Hillsboro through the first three quarters. And a nice drive to the lane and a layup by Nick Andre. And Nick has 9 points now. And the Toppers increase their lead to 15, 46-31. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Pitchford off on the wing. The give and go back to Pitchford. The shot no good. Ball picked up out front by Sidwell. Sidwell goes down the lane, and he's called for traveling. Got himself up in the air and no place to go. Turnover number 22 by the Lancers.
Had Jordan Grigg right in his way, and Jordan that time, Terry, didn't jump, went straight up, and like you said, nowhere to go.
Yep. It's one of those things, you get up in the air, you go, uh-oh, what do I do now?
Stuck.
Yeah.
You know, let's think about Greg. He does so many of the little things well. He keeps his feet nicely, goes straight up on defense.
He's a lot quicker than people think, at least from what I've seen here tonight.
Well, if you just looked at him, yeah. Just saw him, you think, oh, you know, he's just a big kind of lumbering guy. No. Okay. If you've seen football, you certainly don't think that. And the way on the basketball floor, you mentioned earlier, finishes with his left hand so nicely, too. Good, soft hands. Just a really nice athlete all around.
And the foul that time, or I guess they're not calling a foul. Yeah, they are. They're going to call it on Jude Bertolino of Hillsboro. That's his second, team's third. So the ball out of bounds for Lincolnwood. We're under 7 minutes to play in this game. Hillsboro leading by 15 points. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Goble into the corner. Krager open for the three ball. No good. Rebound pulled down by Keaton Pruitt. Who skied for that rebound. Keaton into the front court, down the lane, has his pocket picked. Dade Pitchford comes out with it, and his layup is missed. And it's picked up by Nick Andre for Hillsboro. Nick down the lane, feeds across, the shot off the glass and in by Gavin Matouche. Matouche with 5 points tonight. Hillsboro back to, or up to, a 17-point lead now, 48-31. A little over 6 minutes to play in the game. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Goble giving the ball off on the wing. The shot no good by Sidwell. And the rebound by the Hilltoppers. Down the floor comes Keaton Pruitt, and he is fouled. He'll be at the line for two. And this may have been a foul that puts Goble out of the ball game. Yep. Sean Goble picks up his fifth personal foul, seventh team foul. So Goble fouls out with 6:01 remaining in the ball game. Meanwhile, at the charity stripe, it'll be Keaton Pruitt to shoot two. Keaton on the evening has 3 points. Now four. And the topper lead increases to 49-31.
Boy, no matter what five toppers on the floor, Terry, you can just tell confidence and a little bit of swagger.
Yeah.
And that's a good way to play.
That's a very good way to play. And the next toss is a rounded out, no good, on the free throw attempt by Keaton Pruitt, who steals the basketball and goes in for the layup, and he gets it. Keaton, with quick hands, made the steal. He's got 7 points. That was the 23rd turnover by Lincolnwood tonight. And that makes it a 51-31 lead, a 20-point advantage for Hillsboro. And a foul called, I think, on Jace Teakin.
A ball fake can go a long way.
Yeah. Kind of a lost art anymore. Now that time was indeed on Teakin. is first, team's fourth. Out of bounds for Lincolnwood. 5:40 to go in this ball game. Toppers now with a 20-point lead. Lancers need some buckets and they need them quick. But this Topper defense has been tough against Lincolnwood tonight. Toppers have been very quick on defense. There's Pitchford off on the wing to Schmedeke. Schmedeke drives down towards the corner, lost the handle on the ball, picks it back up, drops it, picks it back up, dribbles inside the lane, lays it up and in. Well, Braxton Schmedeke did what he could. Gets his first bucket tonight, 51-33, Hillsborough with the lead. Long pass down to Jordan Gregg and a player control foul against Gregg. As he knocked over Dade Pitchford, Jordan will get his fourth personal foul, fifth team foul, 12th turnover by the Toppers. Gregg will leave the ball game, and Gavin Matouche will come back in.
That was another thing that we were told by Rick Toll and Carl Ray Fesser, that you're going to see more charges called this year than we had the last few, and that was a good example there, because that was a 50-50 that maybe in years past was a block.
5 minutes to go in the ball game, a 51-33 lead for Hillsborough as the Lancers throw the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 24 tonight.
If you're playing Hillsborough this year, you better bring your lunch pail and suit up because they're coming after you.
These guys are going to be fun to watch against Greenville and Pena and, you know, teams like that. Here's a nice drive to the lane by Nick Andre. He comes up short on the layup and the rebound pulled down by Lincolnwood. Here's Sidwell at the top of the key. Off to Dade Pitchford. Open for the long three. He hits it. Pitchford with 16 points tonight.
It's like the basketball version of ground and pound for Hillsborough.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Just take it to the hardwood. 51-36 Hillsborough with the basketball and time called. 4:16 to go in this game. Toppers are leading it. 51-36 over the Lancers. Back with more in 60 seconds. Braden Lush, Will Jenkins both back out there for Lincolnwood now. Hillsborough will get the basketball as play resumes with 4:15 to go in the ballgame. The Toppers cruising along with a 51-36 lead. There's Tekin out front. Gives it to the big guy, Jordan Gregg. Back across to Matouche, Tekin in the right corner. Gregg down the lane he goes and is fouled. And Jordan will get a couple of free throws for Hillsborough. And the foul called against Cole Sidwell of Lincolnwood. Cole will get his third personal foul, eighth team foul. And Jordan Gregg, who has 16 points tonight, he's tied for the game lead with Dade Pitchford. Now he has the game lead with 17 points. And the Toppers with a 52-36 lead. And the next one from the big guy, no good. Rebound into the hands of Matouche. Gavin brings it back out front. Toppers reset. There's Tekin with the ball out front. Round to the left side. The ball knocked out of bounds by Sidwell of Lincolnwood. 3:51 remaining in the game. Hillsborough leading 52-36. A long lob into Jordan Gregg, who catches the ball deep in the lane and puts it off the glass and in. What a great pass that was. And a good finish by Jordan Gregg, who has 19 points. Hillsborough with a 54-36 lead. Lancers call for steps. Turnover number 25 by Lincolnwood tonight.
And Gregg really puts you in a tough spot, Terry, because if you front him, they lob it over the top. And if you play behind him, he's so good with his hands and his footwork that he's going to score if he catches it on the block.
Here's Tekin into the front court. Off to Andre with 3.5 minutes to go in the game. And the Toppers with the lead. They're running a little clock now, doing a little weave out front. And now traveling call against Landon Carroll. Turnover number 13 for the Hilltoppers. Scores coming up tomorrow morning, 7:30. Spotlight on Sports. Tim will have those for you. Lots of basketball around the area tonight. And we'll have those scores for you tomorrow. Here's Pitchford pulling up. Two-pointer on top of the line. Dade now with 18 points. 54-38, Hillsborough. Toppers with the ball. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. And now a blocking foul call against Sidwell of Lincolnwood.
Of course, Sarah, we're looking forward to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer on Saturday, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. It'll be at Carlinville High School. We'll have all the games on FM 106, but we want you to come out to Carlinville High School and be a part of the day. It's going to be a fantastic day, all sorts of great prizes that you can win. You don't have to be present to win, so if you're there early, don't worry. You'll still be able to win the prizes when we have the drawing at halftime of the final game.
And the front end of a 1-1, no good from Landon Carroll. $5 gets you in, and you can come and go all day.
All day. Go check out the Christmas market maybe a little bit.
Yep.
Come on back to the big house.
I suspect my wife will do that.
Right across the street?
Right across the street. That's right, across church. Here's Pitchford underneath. Dade puts it off the glass and in. 20 points for Dade Pitchford, 54-40. Hillsborough with a 14-point lead, the ball and 2.5 to play. Now the topper's getting a little sloppy out there. Almost threw the ball away again. Here's Teakin with the free throw line jumper from Jace, no good. The put back by Landon Carroll is good. Landon with a dozen. And that makes it 56-40. Hillsborough with the lead, 2:10 to go in the ball game. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Sidwell around to the right side. Out front goes to Braden Lush. Off on the wing to Pitchford. Dade puts it on the floor. Fires it back out. Picked up by Cole Sidwell. Sidwell works off a pick. Right side. Tucks the ball away and call for steps. Good move if you're running back.
Or in the NBA.
Yeah. Maybe European League.
Yes.
Yeah, it's European step there. 106 seconds to go in the ballgame.
It was a big Euro step.
Yeah, big Euro step. One small step for man, one big Euro step for mankind. 56-40. Hillsborough with the lead in the basketball. Here's Carroll feeding off to Jordan Drake. Jordan puts it up gently, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Gavin Matouche of Hillsborough. The ball will go back to Lincolnwood. As we see a few more youngsters into the ballgame, Tucker Lemon coming in for Lincolnwood. Prager is out. Sidwell is out. Let's see who else has come in for the Lancers. Will Jenkins is back into the lineup. Also in is Cordell Boyd, a 5'10 senior. And for the Hilltoppers, it looks like Dylan Smale, 5'6 freshman, is in. Coming in as well, Drake Vogel. He was in earlier today. Scroggins is back into the lineup. And I think we got most everybody there. Bertolino's back in as well. So here we go. Lincolnwood with the basketball. 75 seconds to play in the ball game. Into the corner. Three-point shot is up and no good by Boyd for Lincolnwood. And the rebound by Hillsborough. Pass ahead to Drake Vogel. Back out on the wing, Scroggins for three, no good. Big battle for the rebound underneath, and it's out of bounds. Actually, it was touched by Dalton Thomas, or by Jude Bertolino of Hillsborough, and he went sliding across the end line.
Don't tell him it's a 16-point game with a minute to play.
Yeah. Bodies are still flying out there. 52 seconds to go in the ball game. Lincolnwood with the basketball down by 16 points. Around to the right side, off to Boyd, into the corner. Three ball is in and out, no good by Will Jenkins. Jenkins only a freshman. Hillsborough with the basketball. That could have been a cross check. Hillsborough comes up with it, half a minute to play. You can tell it's early in the season.
That's right.
And now timeout call by Coach Joe Vanzo of Hillsborough. He wants you just to kind of get a handle on his reserves here. Hey, Fighting Illini basketball coming up tomorrow. Ohio State versus the Illini. 5 o'clock, our coverage begins on WAOX 105.3, the Ox.
Boy, do the Illini need a win.
They do. You know, and the Illini are a team that are, it's a young team, but I think they've got the nucleus of a pretty good team. They need to mature. They got to learn to finish, though.
Doesn't it have that type of feel this year where there's going to be a lot of that to where there are going to be in a lot of ball games?
Yep.
Can they close enough of them to have a solid season?
They've got to learn to close it out. They've got to learn to, you know, that killer instinct, get in there and just finish it out. So if they can do that, who knows?
And Io DeSumo looks, he's the real deal.
He is the real deal. There's a lot of young pieces to that Illini team. And Brett Underwood, you know, he's got a plan there, so we're going to give him some time and see how it works out. 24 seconds to go in the ball game. Hillsboro with the basketball. There's Vogel with it. Back around. Looks like Brady Meyer, a 5'6 sophomore, into the game. Toppers may run a little clock. Ball goes down to Vogel. Back out front to Smale. 7 seconds to go. And the Toppers are going to come away with a third victory of the year tonight. And that's going to even up their record at 3-3 in the final. Hillsboro 56. Lincolnwood 40. Will come back with a wrap in just a moment. Hillsboro evens up its record at 3 wins and 3 losses tonight. The Lancers drop to 1-6 after Hillsboro picks up a 56-40 win over Lincolnwood. I check the scoring totals for you. First off, for Lincolnwood, 2 points from Schmedeke, 5 from Walker, 7 points from Goble, who fouled out, 2 from Sidwell, 2 from Krager, and Dade Pitchford with 20. Quarters of 9, 11, 11, and 9 for Lincolnwood. Lancers were hampered by 26 turnovers tonight. From the charity stripe, Lincolnwood 8 out of 12. For Hillsboro, a dozen points from Landon Carroll, 9 from Nick Andre, 6 points from Jace Teakin, 4 points from Landon, from Keaton Pruitt, 7 points from Gavin Matouche, and 19 points from Jordan Gray. Quarters of 15, 14, 15, and 12 for the Toppers. They were 10 of 17 from the line and had 13 turnovers. And as I mentioned, Toppers are now 3-3 on the season. Lancers drop to 1-6. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Thanks to all of our sponsors. By the way, they did a nice job of raising some money and gathering non-perishable food items for the folks in Taylorville at the ball game tonight.
And I believe the trailer is still at the bowling alley parking lot here in in Hillsboro until either Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. So if you get a chance and want to help out for our friends in Taylorville, please do so. And I know they would appreciate it. That's still a heck of a mess in Taylorville, and it's going to take a while to get cleaned up. And of course, with cold weather and a little bit of snow and all sorts of stuff like that happening, they need all the help they can get.
Well, and it's never a good time for something like that, but holidays, yeah. Christmas certainly makes it worse.
But we do know for sure that one of the great things about the fans in Central Illinois, they all step up.
Absolutely.
They always have, they always will. And the cause is worthy, so help out our friends in Taylorville if you can. Tim, thanks for sitting in with me tonight, my friend.
Yes.
And we hope you enjoyed our broadcast. Thanks to Tom Williams, who produced our broadcast. Don't forget, Tim will have scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Once again, the final, Hillsboro 56, Lincolnwood 40. For Tim Mize, I'm Terry Totes. So long from the woodshed at Lincolnwood High School.